thank you for coming to the podcast recording today. I know it's a little last minute.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. I had to cancel my sex having and house owning.
Okay, we get it. I know that you have to put your nice cocaine in the fridge.
I had to put it in my special cocaine fridge.
you bought an extra fridge just for your cocaine?
Yeah, it's a mini fridge. I have one in my man cave and one in my she shed. I keep it gender neutral. If I have both a man cave and a she shed, both with cocaine fridges.
I was at your man cave or your cave gender reveal party.
Yeah, so that's the thing is I had a bomb go off in my cave and in my shed, and one of them was blue and one of them was pink.
Yeah, and it set off a national wildfire that covered all of the South.
Yeah, it happens.
But that's not what's important. I kind of got coerced into recording this episode because an old friend of mine.
You have a friend?
And ostensibly your friend. We're friends.
No.
Ike Albert is here. I thought you said that you would never speak to them again.
Well, Ike Albert, wasn't he mad at me for a while about something?
I've gotten better. I've gotten better.
You weren't trying to kill me for a while, were you?
I may have tried to kill you for a while.
I feel like most Hogcast secondary characters are trying to kill me at some point.
I at one point did try to tip over a basket full of pillows to try and
smother me in my sleep.
Yeah, well, this was at an IKEA and I tried to push it over, and instead you just took a nice nap in the middle of the IKEA.
I do that a lot.
Yeah, you're always sleeping on the bed again. You're allowed to do that, by the way. Life hack.
That is the ultimate IKEA hack, is that you can take a nap inside of the IKEA.
I mean, I did live there roughly 15 to 25 years, so
you don't know. You have a 10 year like margin of error. 15 to 25.
Yeah, it's not. I couldn't really tell time. I was mostly keeping check marks in a scald, which was the cabinets. You know, I was putting tech marks in a cabinet, and that was one of those cabinets that was leading to a lot of infant mortality. So they bought recalled. I know, dark, not funny.
Yeah, it was one of the ones show. That, well, it tipped over on top of you and you got trapped underneath the cabinet for a while.
I crawled around like a hermit crab. I lived in it for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, the other thing about I understand why you would be confused about how long you lived in the IKEA, because time does pass differently in the IKEA. It's much like Narnia in that way. And you're a lot like Mr. Tumnus.
It's all wardrobes there. I'm very much Mr. Tumnus, except parents do not let me talk to their kids.
Yeah, yeah. You pop out of like a PAX wardrobe set, modular wardrobe, and you've got you just have naturally hairy legs. So you do kind of look like a faun or a satyr of sorts.
And I'm always looking for Turkish delight. But that's just because I go to the clubs and I smoke hookah all night long. And that's my new lifestyle. Alan, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed IKEA man.
Okay.
Lin-Manuel Miranda heard my story.
Oh.
Yeah. Popular playwright.
Oh, he listens to podcasts famously. Yes.
Yeah. He listens to all the podcasts.
He has nothing better to do.
He has nothing better to do. And he heard my plight, heard my story on your little program. And,
God, why didn't he come on here to do a socially conscious rap?
That's the thing, is he wanted to turn my story into the latest Broadway production.
Fuck.
And he let me stay in his penthouse apartment, and I became the toast of town of New York.
Wow.
Do you remember the old, what was the name of that club that everybody wanted to be a part of in the 1920s?
Oh, boy. No, because any club that would have me.
It's like the Gertrude Club. What was it again?
The Gertrude Stein Club.
What was it called again?
I don't know. I only know the thing about how I wouldn't want to be part of a club that would have me as a member, because I don't like tsundere clubs.
you motherfucker. Sorry. I mean, my very good friend, Alan. So, you know, I was hanging out every night with the posh big wigs of NY, talking with the editor of the Times. I was meeting with, Lena Dunham.
Oh, wow.
Smoking cigarettes with Emma Stone.
Ooh.
Eating cigarettes with Rapper Common, my life every day was a dream.
That is the future we've always dreamed of, eating cigarettes.
And you know what? After spending years stealing pillows off of beds and sleeping, and after the death of my lovely IKEA wife, IKEA Albertina, the woman made of pillows, I felt happiness because I was doing a lot of drugs and eating food that wasn't meat. It wasn't a meat in a ball form.
Did you get those drugs from Jomny's son?
Me and Jomny have been hanging. And
is he giving you his alibinum drugs?
Alibinum drugs. And they make me happies.
They make you type weird.
They make me feel special. Okay.
Whenever I
just
get,
like doggies, they're as good as petting doggies.
A heckin' good doggo. Whenever I fucking chief some fucking straight kill shit, whenever I get a big doober, and I start making typos, then I start feeling like Jomny's son.
Oh man, you should see Johnny when he's on Kratom. It's insane.
Oh wow,
his tweet binges are wild, and you don't even know what Jomny's son's premium Patreon tweets are like.
Oh god, did the Jomny's son's fans only account?
Yeah, it's horny.
Jomny's son fuck a fan contest.
Jomny's son's like all nipples are special, innies or outies. He talks about it a lot.
Cool. He's a big fan of the inverted nipples, huh? this anime loving motherfucker.
So it's been a powerful time for me, and everything was going great. The musical was good. We were going through auditions. We already picked some parts. You know who's going to play me?
Who?
Simba himself.
Oh, the lion?
No, not the lion. Why am I forgetting his name?
Jonathan Taylor
Ferris
Thomas?
Bueller. No. Why am I forgetting?
Wasn't the Home Improvement kid Simba originally?
It could have been.
Is it new Simba or old Simba?
Oh, it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Oh, fuck me.
Matthew Broderick older, was adult Simba.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick was going to play me.
Matty B raps?
No, Matty B. Wait, Matty B raps was actually, we were talking with him about having him have a socially conscious rap as child me.
That would be cool. I mean, Matty B, I feel like Matty B has been like 12 years old for the last like decade.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he has like a reverse Jack disease or something?
A Benjamin Button style disease?
I guess reverse Jack is Benjamin Button.
When's that
Button
crossover coming, by the way? Is that still in development? Hell, I know you were working on that treatment.
God. Well, I was working on Jack Meets the Bicentennial Man.
But how did Benjamin Button fit into it?
Benjamin Button's there too.
Akira and they're trying to find the cure?
Well, no, it's like Akira in that they try to it's the Bicentennial Man and Jack dig up Benjamin Button's part, like dead body parts from underneath the Tokyo Super Bowl or the Olympic Stadium or whatever. And then they merge with them and turned into big monster. It's like Akira is what I'm saying.
It sounds like the villain from Face Off is going to be there, too. But he died. Spoiler alert.
Oh, no. Caster Troy. Oh, boy.
But anyway, the musical was going perfectly. There were. The rhymes, Alan, the rhymes.
I heard it was even better than Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Oh, my God. Even we're also going to have that scene verbatim Freaks Like Us in the musical. We were going to buy the rights to that one individual scene and have it inserted.
Well, I mean,
into
a freak like me needs company is a great song. And a freak like you does need company. You're very lonely.
I'm very lonely. Well, it's gotten lonelier because our funding got pulled.
Oh, what? I thought Lynn is just rolling in that dough.
Lynn got canceled.
Oh, yes. I remember seeing
the cancel
this.
Cancel culture.
He got canceled for having for letting all these corporations do quote unquote relief work in Puerto Rico. That was kind of.
Is it IKEA's fault that they wanted to buy all of the island of Puerto Rico? Is that so wrong?
And call it Porta IKEA.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I got emotional there. Listen.
That's your crying voice?
I wanted to live in a country that was a big IKEA so I could feel free.
Why don't you go to Sweden then?
They won't let me in there.
Oh, is it because they're afraid? Well, hey, wait, did you see Midsommar?
They tried to capture me in a giant wicker man and set me on fire.
That's the Wicker Man. That's not Midsommar.
Oh, OK. I haven't seen Midsommar yet. And I haven't seen the Wicker Man either.
It's pretty similar.
Oh, yeah. So they won't let me into Sweden. And I was trying to turn. Me and Lynn were thinking, wouldn't it be fun if you could find affordable furniture in a warm tropic environment? Listen, all their houses are probably still damaged from the big storm. They could have just built nicer houses out of a malm or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, malm table would be great. I mean, I don't know how well IKEA's classic corrugated cardboard and particle board is going to stand up against both the humidity and also hurricanes. So maybe it's not the best idea.
It's the free market.
I mean, that is the one
invisible hand will build the best houses.
Oh, boy. This really is a monster factory.
What do you mean by that?
His best friends.
Oh, I only have met Travis before.
That tracks.
And
did he thank you for being an inspiration for his RPG character?
I'm going to have. I didn't know about this. I don't listen to podcasts. But so, Alan, I know that you're a prominent figure in leftist Twitter. Can you uncancel Lynn?
I'll have to throw my weight around with some of the. I'll have to see if I can get a Chapo to approve this. If not, I'll see if I can get a Chapo or a Street Fight or somebody to approve this.
Street Fight. Can you get a Kush Bomb to help me?
I don't think he will. I don't think he will.
Alan, I don't want to stop doing cocaine. I don't want to go back to IKEA. I just want to be Albert.
Well, I mean, if you don't want to stop doing cocaine, we could start doing Kratom, the official leftist drug.
I consider myself more center.
Oh,
I consider myself more center.
Is that what you and Lynn have initially bonded over, other than him just being a real big fan of your story?
Citrus politics. That's what we.
Well, you guys are about really being nice and kind. And what's happening now is not normal.
Yeah.
Is the only thing I know.
I have been screaming at my local IKEA. This is not normal.
Isn't it?
So please.
I feel like normal is like the name of one of their like tables or some shit.
It's just the name. That's just a sitting on a washing machine. Lynn says that all the time.
He does. But he's a big fan. But see, he's a big fan of Garfield. So do you think he's really saying normal?
Alan, that's the scariest part.
What?
I'm afraid Lynn's going to be funneled into a Garfield production of some sort and cancel on me. And I can't live with that.
I mean, yeah, that would be a good way for him to kind of win himself back into the public's favor is now that Garfield has been bought up by Nickelodeon and is almost certainly going to see some sort of revival.
Hollywood dreams. I had meetings. I was going to meet with Nickelodeon.
I think you could probably play not Odie, not John, maybe one of the U.S. Acres guys.
Maybe I'm not going to play Hampton.
No. Maybe like the little egg, the little guy that lives inside the egg, the little bird guy that hasn't hatched yet.
Alan, I want to be me. I want to be true. You don't understand. None of you understand. I'm leaving.
All right. Bye, IKEA Albert.
Okay. IKEA Albert handed me the $15.
$15? What?
I promised if I let IKEA Albert talk to you, my friend.
Not your friend. Hashtag not your friend.
They would give me $15, which is basically free money.
Hey, it's free money.
Hey, free real estate.
Hey, the classic joke. Did I tell you that the other day, one of my coworkers, like a recent hire, was trying to explain to somebody the it's free real estate thing? And I was the only person in the office that knew what that was. And he said, oh, it's kind of a deep cut.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, oh, God, these guys are like. I thought I was, I mean, I know that we're drowning in irony and just feel like dying all the time, but these people, they're like, they're on the surface and we're like in the Marianas Trench. Like it's.
And the content like that to them is like a delicious morsel, but for us, it's like
it's the water, Cheeto. It's the air I breathe.
I went with Cheetos, but I just consume a lot of Cheetos.
That is like the air you breathe. Well, you've kind of created something like a Fremen still suit where you stick a Cheeto in your nose and are like breathing through it and collecting your moisture in a little camelback.
Don't remind me of the time I had a flaming hot Cheeto up my nose by accident.
Your eyes did turn blue from the spice agony.
I turned into a pile of ash like the main bad guy of Anastasia.
Jeez.
Anyway, speaking of things that nobody remembers, I forgot to intro the episode. This is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm Andrew Hussey, and I'm going to show you the troll bussy. And with me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. Welcome, Alan.
Here's something. This is a really weird thing that in about 2011, I just started college. And for whatever reason, there was a person in my, and also in my physics program that had like, what's the way to explain it? Like a white person version of XXX Tentacion hair.
Whoa.
Whereas, you know, like white on one side and like black on the other side, like, you know, dual colored hair, but they were white. And I know they had like a bunch of Homestuck like merch. And for a while, because I thought their name was Andrew for a while, I thought it might have been Andrew Hussey because I didn't know who that was. And I'm like, I think that person's name's Andrew.
He's always spitting into buckets or shit. Some shit.
Yeah. Wait, is that what Andrew Hussey buckets? Does?
That was a thing in Homestuck that the trolls had sex by peeing into buckets or spitting into buckets.
I thought they had something called like a notch or something.
Maybe. I don't remember exactly what. But then somebody at a con, like some fans at a con, brought a bucket and had Andrew Hussey spit in it, which is basically like, you're having sex with you right now.
Great. And I love it.
And I got to say, I was like, oh, I guess there is sex at comic convention.
And you are constantly trying to do that because you're like spitting at people's drinks, trying to lose your virginity that way. you're a Homestuck incel.
That's not funny, but
it's true. It doesn't have to be funny.
Listen, it's always because I'm eating dry crackers and I'm always having a loudmouth discussions. And I'm this is Quillhead's Talk Shop personally. And I'm always getting very dry mouth and I'm spitting crackers everywhere. Well, and sometimes it lands in a person's drink.
Well, that untitled.
And sometimes it is a Shirley Temple and a Red Robin. Why? What of it, Alan?
Well, sometimes that untitled goose is also kind of like honking behind you and surprising you and making you spit out your crackers.
We all have the untitled goose following us, don't we, though?
Yeah,
in a metaphorical way.
Yeah, it's the untitled goose I wear around my neck.
The rhyme of the ancient mariner.
Yes.
Marinara, the rhyme of... Have we made that joke about four or five times on this show?
We've done that, but here's something I'm thinking of. The rhyme of the ancient Mark Maron.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, that's good.
hey, what the fuck? What the sailors? Hey, sailors.
Drop the anchor.
I feel like I've got this loon around my neck. I mean, Lorne's on my neck.
He kills the albatross, and then like 5 minutes later, he's talking. He's like, hey, "Do we have beef at some point? Like, were you mad at me?
Did I not drop the anchor fast enough? I mean, come on.
It's really a shame that he's in the Joker movie, but he is not the Joker.
Because he's so funny and he tells so many jokes.
Well, he's the jokey man. He's the famous.
Oh, he's the jokey man.
And also, that'd be so cool because we would just skip past the first 10 minutes of the show while he's playing a stupid guitar or something.
That's how the Joker really started, was Joaquin Phoenix. Because he played a guitar. He was Johnny Cash.
He was the Johnny Cash. Yeah, that would be cool.
You know what sucks? No cash, no hope, no jobs. Just jokey.
Yeah, that's true. Please don't let Jared Leto die.
Was he ever alive at all, though? Because he's so freaking twisted. It's not like he's even human anymore.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Russ Hutt, you hear about this freaking impeachment?
Is Donnie going to get what's coming to him? I've been posting about it nonstop.
He's been very upset. The man is upset. He had a phone call with a guy and in Ukraine. And I think it was about Biden's son that like that like does weird deals. And then Trump got mad. And then the guy in Ukraine was like, what? I didn't think you were going to leak the call.
Can I say something? Why is it that when I think of Joe Biden's son, that I think that he's like a scaled down video game version of
go on.
He's like a half scale Joe Biden, but he's sniffing everything at like knee level.
you think it's a Joe Biden prize figure?
Yeah, it's pretty like much
a one seventh scale Joe Biden that's just running around.
Yeah. Anyway, so was Donald Trump trying to pay a Ukrainian person to like capture his son and put him in a little cage?
Basically, yeah. That is basically it. Yes. He's talked many times about how he had a perfect phone call, which is what I do every time we record a podcast. And they say, Russ, that was a perfect phone call. Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
It was engaging. It was funny. This is
people understand it.
After we finish recording the podcast, we always go, was this a quality call? Will people want to hear two losers ramble for an hour
about things that nobody understands and is very confusing?
Yeah. And we always go, yes, perfect phone call.
Perfect phone call. I mean, we are we are still more coherent than the president.
Yeah. And
once we get him to remember Klasky Chupo, though, I don't know if we can still claim that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it now. I mean, as somebody who highly respects the presidential office and believes in its inherent goodness,
you might not agree with him, but you got to respect him.
He won the big vote.
He did the thing, guys. You got to respect him.
It's just like I always give a cop car a little kiss and I go like, you're a vehicle for justice. And because
you might not like the guy that's shooting or killing you, but you gotta respect him. He won the election.
You gotta respect his car. You gotta respect a cop's car because
he won the election, guys. The cop won the election.
The cop won the election to have the job.
Yes, that's how it works. Everybody, whenever to become a cop, you all have to vote on who gets to be
the
cop.
I don't like the president, but the office. I love the office.
Oh, and anybody who gets in there, it's kind of like. It's kind of like Doctor Who in a way, and that like each time it's like the Doctor Who. It's kind of like that's the title of like the president, and like they change every now and then, but I still respect him because it's still the same guy deep down. He God just regenerates.
Man, let's shake hands on this.
Your hands are covered in Cheetos. You're looking like that fucking orange buffoon in the White House.
Hey, but I love that house.
Hey, I love the house. Anybody who lives in it, it's okay in my book. Hey.
The only thing you could respect more is somebody who lived in the Italian restaurant.
Hey, you know what?
Should we talk about the Billy Joel restaurant television show?
The last thing I'm going to say about the president, he's a homeowner too, so I respect him.
You know, it's a lot of real estate. Does he run it very well? Not really, but he owns it. And that's what's important.
Hey, guess what? Neither do I. I have cats and snakes running all around my place. And it took me forever to kick those Fire Emblem kids out of here.
Alan, I've been wanting to talk to you about that.
Yeah, what's up?
They're just all cats.
The Fire Emblem people are cats now?
No, you're just confused because your house is just all cats because cats often imitate snakes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh boy, I've been feeding them whole mice. I guess they both eat the same thing.
Yeah, think about it.
They do like sunning themselves in windows. Oh fuck, they do imitate snakes. Big Boss was right.
Oh, Big Boss.
Oh boy, what were you saying though? Scenes from an Italian restaurant, the Billy Joel TV anthology series, baby.
Yeah, more like an American Horror Story. Am I right, folks?
More like a fucking Black Mirror.
Long Island, too long a show.
The Black Mirror is Billy Joel's shiny, greased up hair.
Oh, I was going to say it's the dark Pinot Noir wine bottle, but
Pinot Noir is white wine.
No, it's noir, black.
I don't think Pinot Noir is black wine.
What is Pinot Noir? No, hey, listen, I'm not a cultured man.
I only drink champagne.
It's a dirty black wine.
Oh, it looks red. This is red, dummy. The color is called red.
Well, it's got black in the fucking name.
Well, that's bullshit. So, Italians are bullshit.
I think it's French.
Noir is French for black. Fuck this. This is why I only drink fucking champagne. Also called Blauburgunder. Spätburgunder, Pinot Nero. Again, I think that's what they call it in Italy. This is bullshit. Medium climate, tastes, strawberry, raspberry, cherry, mushroom, meaty. Who the fuck is drinking a meaty wine?
I think it's Billy Joel when he's like jonesing for some meat sauce, but he's got to lay off the red meat. He gets a big old Pinot Noir.
You think he's just pouring a bunch of Pinot Noir on his spaghetti instead of the ragu?
Yeah. Alan, I heard you're writing one of the anthology episodes for the Scenes from Italian Restaurant. What was it about again?
Well, so this was originally my spec script that was going to be for the Jordan Peele Twilight Zone. But I had to adapt it for Billy Joel's show,
yeah.
The Billy Joel Zone. So it is.
Is it about a man who has nothing but pasta sauce, but he has no pasta to put it on?
It's not fair. There was sauce now.
There was time for my sauce to settle. Yeah, I had it on the stove for 8 hours, just like Grandmama made.
Hey,
my
mama. Oh, blah, blah. Oh, booba.
Booba.
The booba zone. No, it's kind of like it's a modern day take on an occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge. But instead of jumping off the bridge and escaping, Billy Joel stops him. So it's like You're Only Human, Second Wind.
Oh, man.
And at the what end, it turns out that he, unlike occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge, where he was getting hung on the bridge and then the rope snaps and then he falls down to the river and then jumps. This guy was about to jump off the bridge and then Billy Joel stops him. But then it turns out he was just sleeping in his bed the whole time listening to a Billy Joel.
Is the Civil War equivalent the East Coast Civil War, which is when the New Jersey Nets went to Brooklyn?
It's when the lights went out. It's when the lights went out. Remember that?
Oh yeah. Okay. My bad. Have you been? It sounds like Billy would be really into that.
I think he would. I mean, Billy Joel's a big sci-fi fan.
That's true. Is it true? I don't really know anything about Billy Joel. I'm just leaning on you.
Well, he is, as you know from the video, keeping the faith. He is keeping the faith, and by which I mean he kind of dresses like it's the 1950s and kind of bops around in a tank top and like leather jacket. And is like, hey, I'm riding around in a convertible with a babe. So I think he would probably like the old 50s style alien shit. And he probably went to go see a bunch of like B-movies at a drive-in with some girl he met at the malt shop or whatever the fuck. He loves drunk driving.
He loves drunk. Don't we all?
Don't I mean, yeah, that's my favorite thing to do. But I mean,
I like to get so drunk that I think I'm driving and I'm not even driving. Like what I like driving to do, isn't even the part that I get excited about anymore.
Yeah, I don't like having to go outside because the sun's too bright out there. So what I do is
I've noticed you still have not left your car once. You still only live in your house in your car.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a park. I have a garage I can pull into, so I can try to drive my car in my garage. But that is very dangerous, it turns out.
Is that why there were? I thought you were just hotboxing there.
Well, I do that sometimes. Not your friend. I do that sometimes to try to keep the weed stink out of my house and just keep it inside the garage. And then my parents come over and like, Alan, why does your garage smell like a skunk? And I'm like, oh, I ran it over with my car. Mainly what I do when I get a little bit loose off that goose, as Lizzo would say, what I do is I go and get into a flight simulator on my computer on my triple monitors. And
how does that tie into you telling a Postmates delivery person that they
stole my food?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to hunt them down. Like the most dangerous game.
I'm going to run you down with my car that I'm never going to leave.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If that Postmates delivery driver was white.
Oh, no.
I'd be OK with her just stealing the food from like some dude named like Chet. That's fine.
Right.
Because I know like he didn't need the food. You know what I mean?
Hey, Chet gets hungry.
Chet. I don't believe it. I don't think anybody.
Hey,
nobody.
It's Chet. Hey, it's Chet. I get hungry.
Why don't you eat some Chet's mix?
I'm too busy eating some of these cheese-ettes. The big Pizza Hut cheese-ette.
Oh, that reminds me. Oh, wait, we have another segment to do before we get to the pizza.
Chet out! Oh, Chet just jumped out the window.
Bye, Chet. I mean, my house isn't that tall. It's not... whatever.
Oh, my neck! I fell on it bad.
Is there a good way to fall on your neck?
Like this. Oh, that way was bad too.
Oh boy. Dweegan Minute, Nosy Three Horns, Nosy Free Horns. He's now an AI construct.
Yeah, should I start the timer so we can talk about Dweegans for a minute? Okay. 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Nosy, huge news. Have you seen the Amazon press conference today where they announced a bunch of smart devices like the Amazon Sidewalk? Or which is a real thing, Russ, I'm not joking. It's a sidewalk that measures people walking over it and can tell who's walking on it and how many dogs are on it and all this other stuff.
I'm the lead designer on that because I'm looking to infect all of the sidewalks of America.
I was thinking about getting the Alexa glasses that let me have Alexa inside my glasses, kind of like Spider-Man and Spider-Man.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that Google Glass a few years ago?
There's no display. It just has a button in it that where Alexa lives inside of. And then she pops up inside your ear like Cortana's talking to you. And you can ask her things. There's also a ring.
Well, I just came by to say that I don't want to kill you anymore, Alan. And I wanted to ask you to be my best person at my wedding with my new beautiful wife. Soon-to-be-wife, fiancé.
Who?
Well, let me just say, I'm going to tell you here in a second who my wife is, and, oh, no.
Oh, Nosy.
The Dweegan Minute is over. Well, you'll never know who my wife is.
I mean, I guess until next time. Yeah. If we remember.
I'll have to tell you, and I'm sure the storyline will continue.
Okay. All right. Man, I wonder who Nosy's married. And more importantly...
That felt like I needed to do something with the character that wasn't to murder you, because... but I don't control Nosy. I just
too many characters are trying to murder me, so I'm glad.
It's yeah, really I'm weird just that, managing him now.
It's really weird that he wanted me as the best person at his wedding because he did really hate me and want to kill me. But I guess hate isn't the opposite of love. It's indifference.
It's indifference. Yeah. And maybe this could be a murder plot. Are you going to? Did you agree to it, Alan?
No, he kind of flew away before I could do.
You left an RSVP and then added the special. Will you be my best person?
What was the where's the location on that RSVP? Let me take a look.
It's on top of a volcano.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
Well, I don't know.
I think he's.
Hey friendo. He didn't ask me to do anything.
You're really leaning on the friendo this time. You sound like Anton Chigurh. I don't like it.
I'm trying to be sound tougher and cooler now.
I don't like it. Speaking of things I don't like, some stuff I ate this week for our pizza segment. Domino's Goes, the hottest segment. Russ, huge news. We both had this, so we can both review it in tandem. The Pizza Hut Cheez-It pizza. We both had these. We both had the version that just had cheese inside. I ordered the one that's supposed to have pepperoni, but we both wound up having the cheese one because Pizza Hut is, I don't know. Maybe they just didn't have the pepperoni one. They just gave me whatever they had. But these are, it comes in a box that looks like a Cheez-It box. And it's four, like, probably like 4-inch by 4-inch square, like, Cheez-Its. Mm-hmm. And they look
floppy disk size.
It is like a floppy disk. I did try to stick it inside my old Macintosh computer, and it died when I did that.
Oh, that's funny. When I did that, it played a Santa versus Frosty video. What was that again?
I don't know.
Santa versus Jesus, the fucking South Park video.
Anyway. Yeah. Oh, that's epic.
Now that's epic.
Now that's what I call epic. So it's like a big Cheez-It. It looks identical to that, but instead of it being a cracker, it's like a cheesy calzone crust. And then inside of it is just their string cheese that they put inside of the stuffed crust, basically. What did you think of these?
First things first, is it officially branded as a pizza? Cheez-It pizza?
They call it a pizza.
It's not pizza.
It's like
that ain't pizza.
It's like, okay, now hold on. I would argue that, but we count calzones as pizza though, right?
Not really. I don't consider a pizza. A pizza is an open face pie.
I mean, okay. So here's a question.
It's like calling a grilled cheese a pizza.
I'm going to argue this may be pizza. Okay. So if I went and got an apple pie, open faced, normal apple pie, that's a pie, right?
Yeah.
Now, if I went to McDonald's and got one of their apple pies, is that still a pie?
Yes.
One of those apple pies at McDonald's is basically a calzone, but for a sweet pie, just
apple pies usually have it in cover. It's in covered.
Okay, fine. You can do that. You can get a cherry pie like that too. You can get a custard pie like that too. That doesn't mean anything.
Have you been watching that Jokey Man lately? It sounds like nothing matters to you anymore.
I think that is true. No, I just watched Serenity. we're at the end. It turns out everything's in a video game.
Oh no!
And nothing does matter. It's because of my awful son who's been programming this podcasting video game.
Oh no!
So I think I would argue it is a calzone is kind of like. It's kind of like a, I think it's like a squares and rectangles kind of situation, I guess. It's like a type of pizza, but it's not like, I don't know. I think it might technically be a pizza. So
listen, I think what it ultimately says that if it was good, if this was like a high quality thing, I'd be like, yeah, hell yeah, it's a pizza.
That's fair.
Whatever it wants to be.
It is bad.
When it is. And it's not even like the worst thing you've ever eaten.
It's better than I thought.
It does taste like a Cheez-It. It does taste like a Cheez-It. But then you ask why.
Yeah, I mean, it's like their pizzones are bad. And this is better than that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Mainly because it's thinner, I think. And because like a pizzone just feels like this big, thick thing that's like you're just kind of eating a big soupy bowl of cheese at some point.
Mm-hmm. Did I ever tell you about my guy who gave me my Cheez-It?
Your Cheez-Ette?
My Cheez-Ette. Oh, mole Cheez-Ette. No. Which is
Cheez-Ette for Cheez-Ette is whenever you put the super crown on top of a Cheez-It. She gets huge titties.
Ooh, hell yeah. No. The guy who I took went to Pizza Hut and I took the pizza from him, he gave me realistic hardcore feedback about the Cheez-It. He was very candid about it. He was like,
why isn't this guy my
co-host? these are I thought about it, like, we should have this guy on. He seems like he knows what he's talking about.
You should
about.
Keep a handheld microphone on you and just record these man on the street things.
Yeah, he was like, they were interesting, they were good, but I liked it cooler when it was hot out of the oven. It just tasted faker. So,
you know what? I kind of agree with him, because when I first got it and brought it home, I ate one of them and I took like a bite of another one. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to eat the rest of these. And then I put them in the fridge and then heated them up in the microwave later, and they were better the next day.
Yeah, maybe they needed to settle.
I think maybe it's kind of like curry or something. If you just kind of like let the flavors soak in.
And it was weird because I think the packaging even has instructions for reheating.
That is strange. Maybe. Yeah, I don't really pay much attention to the packaging, but that is weird.
I wonder if it was like the Doritos Loaded. Remember the Doritos Loaded? I think we talked about this recently on the latest wrestling, the Shootcast.
The Doritos. You're talking about the
Doritos Loaded.
The 3D Doritos.
No, they were frozen Doritos snacks. It was Doritos loaded with cheese.
I know what you're talking about.
The cheese was nightmarishly bad. It made these Cheetos taste like the finest gourmet pizza you ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But I do seriously wonder if Cheez-It was going to roll these out nationally as like a frozen food chain.
I bet they probably will at one point.
Yeah. And I wonder, maybe they got cold feet and instead they like sold their inventory to Pizza Hut at a low price. I don't know how the synergy runs.
Mm-hmm.
There's something deeper. There's like a
this is like your Epstein thing. This is like this your is conspiracy. My,
what were the broken bones in his neck about, huh? He could have been strangulated by all the sloppy, thick crust being tossed in the air.
He was holding too many Cheez-Its in his mouth and the weight of them broke his neck.
He tried to bite them and his jaw
snapped. God.
I know.
Go to Little St. James in the tunnels. It's there, all the Cheez-Its.
Oh god.
Inside the temple, it's just filled with Cheez-Its. Then Bill Clinton just posing with him on the plane holding a big cheese.
The white cheddar, what does that mean?
If you go to Comet Ping Pong, do not ask for the Cheez-It pizza.
Spirit cooking. Hey, what were they cooking with the spirit cooking, huh? It was the big Cheez-It.
I mean, I do feel like the cheese inside of this is a lot like a ghost, so it would be spirit cooking to me.
It did taste like ectoplasm.
Yeah, it's not good. But I mean, it's better than a pizzone. It succeeds in being a big Cheez-It. the dough tastes like a Cheez-It, and it is almost like Cheez-It. If I were to scale up a Cheez-It to like unholy proportions like this, it would be like that. But it is like, it's like, you know how they say, like, you know, if you scaled up a bug, like to like big size, it would just collapse under its own weight because of,
yeah, exactly.
Because of like its exoskeleton isn't meant to kind of like hold all that. And it's like that. It's like that, mm-hmm. basically.
By the way, people, just because I have sort of a chitinous sheen to myself, I'm not a big bug man. I am not a metamorphosizing, okay?
And by chitinous sheen, you do mean that you have a bunch of pictures of Sheen from Jimmy Neutron, kind of, what's the papier-mâché to your body?
Papier-mâché.
Papier-mâché.
Yeah, do I want to become a cartoon character? Yeah. Would that make me happier? Of course it would.
Well, you definitely want to become like Sheen when he got that big head and became psychic.
I want to be him.
You want to be
What's
big head?
What's wrong with that? I want to be big head. I don't want to be a human anymore. I want to be a cartoon character. What's wrong with that?
You do want to be Ed Big Head.
Oh, God. Hey, man, he's fucking his wife all day, all night. You know?
The thing is, he is not fucking his wife. That's why she's so horny.
No. There's the episode where, like, remember when he gets back together with her, where the spark of love returns?
Oh, I do vaguely remember that. But what weren't they doing? Oh, yeah, they're breaking dishes with their tongues. I remember that. I forgot. You did like a Manchurian Candidate thing on me where you triggered my encyclopedic knowledge of Rocco's Modern Life. And I had an instant image of her throwing a plate and him shooting his tongue out and cracking it like a, you know, like a frog would with a fly. Yeah, you know, okay, I guess that is a metaphor for sex. That is also what you do for sex.
Yeah, I do lick people's, when I do go to people's houses, I do lick their plates. But it's not sexual, so that's where Alan's wrong, but I do lick it because I want to taste their history.
You are the guy from the famous horror story, the humans can lick too guy.
What? I don't know what that is.
Hold on. Have you not heard that story?
Is that the one with the baby and the evil monster baby in the...
No.
In the what is it called? Basement? Evil baby in the basement?
No, I don't think I've heard that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Are you talking about your childhood?
No.
No, the humans can lick two thing is something that actually Araki kind of ripped off for whenever What's-Her-Face was talking about how Kira killed her in part four of JoJo's. It's the whole thing where it was like, so she thought she heard somebody, like the whole story is like, there's a girl, usually a girl, hears like somebody thinks she heard somebody breaking in, and she kind of hangs her hand off the side of the bed because she knows her dog is underneath the bed, and it like licks her hand and calms her down, and she goes to sleep. And she hears like a weird, and she starts hearing a weird noise at some point. It's like a dripping noise, and she's like, oh, it must be just the shower's dripping. And then the dog licks her hand again to calm her down. And then in the morning she wakes up and she checks the closet, and it was the dog was killed and hung up in the closet, and its blood was dripping. And then in blood inside the closet is written, humans can lick too. Because it was the guy underneath her bed was licking her hand the whole time.
Oh, no.
So that's why it was Kira in the story. And that's what I was implying that you do.
Well, I disagree.
Well, agree to disagree.
That I am not a pervert.
I mean, I am the one with all the Kira merchandise in my house. So
yeah, you're the one that
I am trying to constantly live a quiet life. I do have a cat that loves me, just like that cat that loves Kira. And yeah, I am a normal business person, and I just want to live a quiet life. I'm a homeowner, just like Yoshikage Kira.
Oh, boy.
Well, I love when he introduces himself. He's like, Yoshikage Kira, age 31, homeowner. But anyway, so the other pizza I had a pizza at Supreme on pan crust. I've talked about this before. It's fine. It's just garbage. I love their weird pan crust because it feels like I'm eating like a flavored styrofoam, kind of. And then the other thing I had, a suggestion from Andrew for as part of the $20 a month Patreon tier. I had the Pizza Hut whites. He recommended that we have a white sauce pizza. So I had a Pizza Hut white sauce, chicken, bacon and tomatoes, which is one of their default, or it's like one of their like pre-made loadouts or whatever. I had that on not the pan crust, but the hand tossed. And I like the hand toss crust. I thought that was better than expected because I usually do go with the pan. The chicken was actually surprisingly good. This white sauce is just a non-presence. It is just like you can barely tell it's there.
Is it just fat?
It just kind of blends in with the cheese and just kind of into like some fat grease kind of. It's just kind of like blends in with the cheese. It's like some sort of like oily fat thing.
Okay.
But I mean, the chicken was good. I like the quality of the toppings, I guess, but it didn't really gel into a cohesive thing just because the sauce was just so not there. And then also, I kind of feel like their cheese is a little bit weird. I didn't really like the tomatoes on it. I feel like having diced tomatoes on a pizza makes it kind of weird when you reheat it. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit iffy. I don't know. I mean, the sauce wasn't offensive. Unlike like the dipping sauce that came with the Cheez-Its, which was just repulsive. It was tasted like ketchup. Like it is.
If you had poured it onto a flat surface, it would have trickled out and spelled fuck you. That's how offensive it was.
It would have turned into like the T-1000. Like it is. It has like an evil intent inside of it. I hate it. It's so sugary. It's sugar. It's more sugary than the Lunchables pizza I had recently. And that is made for children with baby mouths.
Yes.
So it is disgusting. Get rid of that shit. Russ, did you eat any other pizza this week?
I went to a local place. I could talk about it super quick. I went to Ranch Pizza, a pizza place famous for its ranch.
Ranch sauce? It's
Detroit style. Ranch dressing.
Oh.
And I went with my friend Justin, and we went and got a big square pizza. Mm-hmm. Detroit style. It was called the number 4. It had sausage, spicy peppers, and big blobs of ricotta. And I think it was for the first time that ricotta has ever been added to something for the better.
Really?
Versus being the filler of cheeses. It's a cheese that was
kind of like ricotta in lasagna.
I don't. I think it is a filler cheese in lasagna. I think it's a fake cheese pretending to be a good cheese. But here it was a good effect.
Like I have written in fan fiction before, it is basically smegma.
Yeah,
it's basically smegma.
But you like that smeg on the reg famously. So,
well, I mean, I don't like lasagna is also the famous thing. But the part of it that I do like is the ricotta for some reason.
It's very, if you take Alan out to an Italian restaurant like I did that one time, like as friends do,
like we were trying to do we were doing my Billy Joel LARPing that I do every month.
I was trying to play Vampire the Masquerade and you were trying to play Billy Joel the Masquerade.
You're like, is this a good time? You're like, is this GURPS based?
Yeah, no. And for you, it was just drinking a whole bottle of wine by yourself and then bringing out a small miniature piano. That's not important.
Now, that I do call that GURPS based because that is the noise I make after I drink a whole bottle of wine. Is GURP.
Alan eats lasagna like they eat good pussy because they put their tongue in there and work the ricotta out and leave the rest there in a perfectly clean, beautiful state.
Yeah, I do turn the lasagna sideways. I do turn the lasagna sideways and I do eat out the ricotta.
If this is the one time of the year my mom listens to one of these, she's gonna love me talking about Alan eating lasagna turning lasagna sideways and eating like fresh pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
it's perfectly intact. That is a gentle lover's tongue, I'm gonna tell you now.
Yeah. And hey, listen, it ain't that fresh if there's ricotta in there, man. You need to check the pH balance down there. Oh man.
I thought the lasagna fucking cum. That's how good it was.
Well, that was me accidentally squeezing the outer layer of cheese and it squirted out some marinara sauce on my face. That is what I do.
So, and then when Alan started on that tiramisu, fingers had never been put to good use like that before. That's all I'll say.
You know, tiramisu means make me happy, I think is what it means. And buddy, did I.
I'm just sitting there like trying to eat my caprese salad and you're going to town on a lasagna and I don't want to comment on it. I think this is the first time I brought it up, but it was weird. But I had to admit, this person eats
good pussy.
So, I mean, what? I mean, it, I'm not a weird person.
I think that guy behind us with the sunglasses was Billy Joel, and that's how you got that lead on that script.
Yeah, probably, because he's like, I recognize that technique. Michael Douglas was also there. He's like, whoa. The guy that famously said he got throat cancer from eating pussy too much.
Oh, my God.
Remember Michael Douglas?
Yeah, of course I remember Michael Douglas.
Yeah, that's what he was so mad about in Falling Down, by the way. Yeah, he was mad he was stuck in traffic and couldn't eat pussy. But no, yeah, I mean, I'm a normal person. I only order foods that I can eat in a way that resembles a cunnilingus. Yeah, so it's
mainly weird because you do it with friends,
and you do not have a vagina. And
do you practice for like hot dates or something?
I mean, listen, it's everyday's game day, baby.
Okay, you gotta be on, and that's why Alan, you never branched out to other candy besides Starburst, because you're always like unwrapping it in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm always. So what I do in the morning is I eat two cherries and I tie the stems with my tongues, which is really a kissing thing, but whatever. It's kind of all the same thing. For lunch, I eat a bunch of chicken wings and then eat the little piece of meat out of the flat. Sometimes for dinner, I'll either eat some tacos. I'll go to Taco Bell. And you've seen me eat Taco Bell. I do just scoop all the beef and lettuce and stuff out of the taco and then just kiss the shell.
I got to say, this person here loves love. And that's why you're my friend.
Not your friend, but I do appreciate you appreciating my technique.
Listen, Oh, man.
Once I get that fork tongue surgery.
Is that what that movie How to Be a Latin Lover was about?
No, you mean How to Be a Latin Lover? The thing that was that a movie or is that just a thing that Rico Suave said?
It was a movie. It was a film. It was a picture.
I thought Rico Suave came up with it. I think Rico Suave came up with most things, honestly.
Yeah. For you.
For me.
Practically your freaking religion. Yeah, that's
yeah, basically. I mainly put on my bandana, my pussy eating bandana.
You gotta protect your brow. You gotta keep the sweat out of your eyes.
What do I put on my pussy eating bandana and then I point at it and say infinite ammo. I got infinite ammo because I got that blue chew, baby. Man.
Three hours. Blue chew, yeah. It's like when you run out of health and you have the rations equipped. Ta-ding.
Yep. Ah, these are spoiled.
Yuck. Build your stamina up.
Just
Jesus.
I love eating my girl out and then saying, pretty tasty. Like it's a calorie mate.
Oh my God. Anyway.
Oh boy. Anyway, mom, don't
talk about
to
anything else.
God, I hope my parents don't listen to this.
This is supposed to be a short episode.
Anyway. Sam's Club sells fried chicken pizza that can feed 10. This is the news story. Sam's Club is selling something that they're calling the Chicken Bite Pizza. Ready in minutes. It's a 14 by 14 inch square pizza. And they are saying that it has, let's see, a cheesy sauce, cheddar cheese, mozzarella cheese. That's triple the cheese action. And homestyle breaded white meat chicken bites. It feeds 10. Which I don't know if I buy that. I think it probably would feed like me three.
It feeds 10 if you and your friends are incredibly weak.
If you and your friends are some fucking soy boys, then probably. Then it costs $10, which honestly, not bad. That's $1 a person. Or for us, that's like $2 a person, probably. But also frozen pizzas aren't that much in the first place. So I don't know. That seems kind of weird. This is another news story that I didn't put on my list, but I just saw it below this one. Domino's is hiring a garlic bread taste tester.
Could that be us? Could we do this?
I think we should. It's Domino's Australia. My bad.
I can't live there.
I'm not allowed to. The job, which legit has its own LinkedIn listing, lays out the duties of a garlic bread taste tester. You spend 7.5 hours eating garlic bread and other Domino's products and giving your honest opinion about each of them. Folks, that's what we do every time we record a podcast.
We should be paid by the dot. Well, we wouldn't no longer be the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet.
You get paid $30 an hour to eat this pizza all day.
Ever since, I know that we sold out since now that we own a restaurant in Disney World, but aren't allowed to.
The Pizza Rizzo.
The Pizza Rizzo.
Well, I had to
listen to the last episode for the lore behind that.
But luckily that was owned, like all pizza restaurants, it was owned by somebody in the Epstein crowd, and there was an underground tunnel so we can sneak out and get out before Bob Iger finds us.
Before Bob Iger. He was shooting off the other day, and we just
literally shooting off at he was shooting a gun at our restaurant. Oh boy, he was on The View the other day. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
We're lucky that we've made friends with the Dream Master. Well, I've made friends with the Dream Master. Have you met my friend, the Dream Master, yet, Alan?
No. Dream Master Anthony?
No, he's the kindly old man who travels about with Figment the Dragon.
Oh, that guy.
In the Wheel of Imagination. What's the name of that ride? World of Imagination?
I think it's the World of Imagination.
Yeah. God, it's the World of Imagination.
Whatever. Another Domino's story. Someone used the Domino's pizza app to joke that they were being held hostage. A California Domino's on Tuesday morning received a horrifying message that no pizza place would ever think they would get. Let's see. They got a call that saying that they were being held hostage nearby. Let's see. The person on the receiving end called 911, and then they sent a swarm of cops to surround the house. One of the house's residents was taken away in handcuffs, and it turned out this was a swatting incident. So we gotta watch out, because people can get swatted through the Domino's app now. Pete the Pizza Maker isn't screening these. I think
Pete, ever since I learned that Pete was bullshit and he's just fucking around and he's just some guy, he's not even real. He's just fake to me now.
He's a fake friend.
I don't believe in anything anymore, and I've lost a lot of hope for
you
being
are
alive.
You are like the freaking Joker now.
I have the freaking Joker now. Pete's my Batman. You complete me.
Oh boy.
Pete completes me.
You did tell Pete that all it takes is to have one bad day, and then you'll turn into the Noid.
Yeah.
Speaking of one bad day, Robbie is going to have a bad day when he hears this news story. Olive Garden has introduced a new chicken Alfredo pizza bowl.
Oh no.
So Ravi, our good friend, has been dying for the Olive Garden pizza to come back for years now. It's all he wants is this Olive Garden pizza to come back. And I told him that the kids pizza is not bad.
We were all at the Olive Garden and Alan was eating that lasagna so right. Robbie refused to eat anything and just quietly watched in indignation.
Well, yeah. Well, Robbie had got the I called him Robbie for a second. Robbie had got the stuffed chicken marsala that again is like two pieces of chicken with some like cheese and stuff between it. And since he didn't eat it, I'd had to eat out the cheese from in between the two pieces of chicken.
And you know what? All the breading on it was just fine. It was insane.
Yeah, it's man. You know what? You should. Sandwiches are very weird for me because I don't eat the bread. I'm just slurping all the toppings from inside.
And nobody's willing to tell you differently because let's face it.
You can't argue with this technique, baby.
You can't argue with the technique.
that I'm just lovingly caressing.
You know,
these,
the thing that we're always saying, can't argue with the technique.
That I'm just like lovingly caressing like this Arby's gyro and then eating all the meat out of it and then throwing away the pita.
And you know what? That's a good diet for a lot of people.
Yeah, I cut down on my carbs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep to the meat and the fat and cut out the simplistic carbs.
Yeah, I'm just eating ricotta and meats that I slurp out of things.
And that's fine. That's just simple fats, you know.
That's my paleo processed diet food. Because everybody knows cavemen love to eat that box.
Cavemen, Neanderthals died out because they were too busy giving mouth love.
Yeah,
they were developing new spears and shit.
Well, no, it's because they didn't want to bust inside. They were just eating each other out. The whole time. Fred Flintstone was actually a freak because everybody back then, nobody had kids back then. They were just eating each other out and like sucking dick all the time. And then Fred Flintstone like came inside his wife. Gross.
Yucko.
That's my new thing. I know my thing for 2019 was hitting it raw in 2019, but my new thing now is eating out all food like it's pussy 2019.
I thought it was the Flintstones. I thought you were getting really into the Flintstones.
Well, that too. I have stopped wearing shoes.
Footless inside. Fred Flintstone got away with it. What's special about him?
I have also cut a hole in the floorboards of my car. So I use gas and electricity to power my car, but sometimes I do stick my feet out for under it to get it a little bit extra, you know, get up and go, give it a little bit of a running start.
Oh, that's why your feet were super bandaged and looked like they were hideously mangled.
Well, they look like Sonic Boom Sonic's feet, unfortunately.
No,
I had all that sports tape on my legs. But eventually they'll get really strong.
I also got to say your arms are blue now, Alan, and I'm not happy about it.
My arms are blue because I'm losing so much blood through my feet. And I'm also
it's all going to your mouth.
Well, I'm anemic now because I'm only eating
the blue chew you've been taking. Admit it. It's the blue chew made your arms blue.
And I'm also anemic because I'm only eating the middle of things and I'm not getting nutrients. So I am turning into Sonic, which does prove my theory that Sonic eats pussy. Okay. So thank you.
Speaking of Sonic, should we go into Sonic news, views, reviews, and tunes?
Yes, I've got a great one. We've talked about Face Off earlier. Face Off is being...
Instead of your face in, we're going to talk about your face off.
Yeah. Instead of my face in between those juicy lips that we all know and love. Face Off is being remade by the guy who wrote the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. Oh boy. So Oren Uziel, who wrote the screenplay for Sonic, is that a Dark Souls villain? who wrote the screenplay for the
Guardians of an Ancient Temple?
Yeah. Is signed up for the script duties while Neil Moritz will produce. None of the cast has been announced yet, but they're remaking Face Off. Do you think Sonic the Hedgehog will do a face waterfall to somebody?
It's going to happen.
Probably going to happen. I got also a great new story from our personal best friend, Yuji Naka. This was from September 17th. Thank you for your birthday message. Today I'm 54 years old. How many games will I be able to make by retirement age, including the original action game I'm currently making at Square Enix? I'd like to work hard to develop a game that everyone around the world can enjoy. So he is working on a new game for Square Enix. My guess, Nier Automata 2.
Yeah, thank you. I was literally thinking the exact same thing.
Nier Automata 2.
Nier meets fast is all I'm saying.
God. Well, the one thing I disliked about Nier is that you had to run around so much in just kind of an empty, kind of shitty looking world. I like the story. The fighting was kind of whatever. But if it was running around and you were running around fast and doing loops and shit, I'd like that.
Yeah.
Alternatively, if we gave Sonic a big fat ass and you could blow up his skirt and look at his big old ass, that would be cool.
Yeah. And I'm always afraid of introspection and the darkness of the human soul. And it sucks that you had to like fight it in the air. Why can't I just run away from it? Like I do in real life.
Why can't I give into it and become the Joker?
Alan, you can't say that.
What? You're afraid the FBI is going to take me down for.
People are going to cancel our podcast without even seeing it.
But I just spent like 20 minutes talking about how much I love to eat pussy.
I think the Joker probably likes to eat pussy, too. And he thinks crime is funny. So I don't know.
I think when he cuts a smile on somebody's face, he is kind of making their mouth look like a big pussy. That's what I think.
That's a head can, Alan. I'm going to have to politely disagree with you on that one.
Well, it turns out it's the old.
And we all know who created. We know all who created Batman. Bill Finger.
Bill Finger. You know what I'm
saying? he's more on the hand play, but that's just what I presume.
Well, no, this draws back to the whole vagina symbolism as a wound that Jordan Peterson told me about. But it's really vagina symbolism is a Joker mouth. Also, I demand that my wife paint her pussy to look like the Joker's mouth. So it looks like I'm making out with a Joker. That's my dream.
OK,
that's my dream. To have red and white face paint down there.
You want that clown dick?
Oh, this fucking Joker pussy got me honking. Oh, boy. Mario and Sonic.
Boy, indeed.
That would be a dream, Russ. But you know what? Mario and Sonic, the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020 trailer has revealed dream events.
Oh, my God.
These are sporting activities like shooting, karate, and hoverboarding. So this is basically like they've kind of given up on the pretense of this being like things that you do at the Olympics and more just like, hey, what do we wish was at the Olympics? Shooting.
Yeah. What if the Olympics were actually cool and fun?
Shooting, hoverboarding, and karate, which I think karate probably is at the.
I've had this thought before, Ellen, and stop me if you've heard 10,000 other people have this thought.
Wait, don't tell me.
NPR, no problem. Rude person. Anyway, I've always thought, is the reason that I find the Olympics boring is because all the sports back in ancient Greece times could have led to death?
I think the reason why is because you knew that back in ancient Greece times, they all did all the sports while naked.
Yeah, exactly. And if they were all naked while doing it now, I'd be watching in a heartbeat. But now it's just it's all clothed. It's all scantily clad. It's all big tees. All these fit. They put all the most fit, attractive people on the planet into this one area. And I'm supposed to just like watch and like imagine them, you know.
So at it, your complaint about the Olympics is that when you see all these co-ed hard bodies, you just imagine them having sex too much and it makes you mad.
Yeah, it makes me mad and it makes me not want to watch.
Okay.
There should be an after hours. I should pay for that.
It should be like
a live feed into the Olympic Village.
It should be like Big Brother, like the TV show Big Brother, where you can go watch the live stream online or whatever the fuck.
Listen, I love Terrace House, but this can't be Terrace House. There can be long talks about feelings and emotions. There has to be.
There are a lot of meat crimes going on at the Olympics. Just watch that Michael Phelps guy. You see how much that guy eats?
The meat. What if the meat incident was on an international scale between different nations? That'd be huge.
That is what Trump is getting impeached for.
He stole the meat.
He ate Uchi's meat that he got from a client.
And he cooked delicious meat. I loved it, Uchi. Thank you so much.
He cooked it well done with ketchup, as he is wont to do.
Wagyu? Never heard of it.
Folks, Trump. Folks, he made hamburgers out of it.
Oh, man. Lauren, are you listening?
This is not John. This is not John. I don't. Folks, she's such a nasty woman. Bye-bye.
Oh boy,
Armand, he's such a big guy. Looks like he's straight out of Central Casting.
We're gonna send some people to help him out after he got hit by the big.
What, you just kind of ended yourself?
Oh, sorry, he got hit by the big car. Are you there in Boys and the Girls of the City?
Did Armand get hit by a car?
Hell, shut up! I shouldn't have said
holy
that.
Holy shit! No, the only thing I'm like a few episodes away from the end. I've got to where like the last like Martha has appeared at the house. Martha Reads or Martha Speaks from the PBS TV show. Do you remember that one? Do you remember that PBS TV show called Martha Speaks?
No,
it came out when I was like middle school or high school, but I was still watching PBS just out of a morbid curiosity. And also because I like watching Arthur. But Martha,
you love socialism. You think that TV should be owned by the people and not corporations, which I vehemently disagree with. But we're friends. We reach across the table to talk.
Not friends. But no, I do believe off that. But Martha Speaks was about a dog that learned how to talk because she accidentally ate alphabet soup and the letters went up to her brain.
Whoa.
It's such
how a does Word Girl fit into this.
Oh, God. Word Girl. God, Word Girl was a weird show.
Word Girl was a weird girl.
Yeah, more like Weird Girl. And don't even get me started about those Kratz. The Kratz cartoon.
Kratz Country.
No. It was like Wild Kratz or something like that.
Yeah.
That's when they were a cartoon, because at that point they were like 50 years old. But when I knew them as a kid, when they were just hanging out with the Krat brothers or as Zaboomafoo, they were like 20 to 30 year old, like twinks. And now they're like 50 year old men. Anyway, speaking of twinks, I've got a two to the week, and this character is called Grief the Fox. What do you think Grief the Fox looks like?
Grief the Fox. I'm going to say like a JRPG villain. Maybe he's got like cut off jean shorts.
OK.
And like a black jacket and maybe a sword.
Ooh, you're not super wrong. I think there's a definite JRPG villain vibe. Click on this link. This is a fox with black fur and kind of like a gray muzzle and tail. brown leather gloves and like spiked wristbands and like a leather belt, and then like a little purple tuft of hair on the top of his head, and like a green kind of looks like a Chie Satanaka like hoodie kind of thing, like Persona 4.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I need to warn you, this content was posted / created by a user that has been permanently removed from our community. However, this content may not violate our current rules. The version is now considered non-canon to Jared the Fox 92's current series, Flawed Deities, continuity. However, this version of Grief is still used for role-playing and random story purposes. This is another...
Is this another Jared the Fox creation?
This is another Jared the Fox 92 joint. Here's the first quote on the page. I think the grief follows two principles. The first, never kill anyone without a good reason. And the second, you can always find a reason to kill someone.
Oh, no.
Rats. That's Kid Grief's catchphrase when things go badly for him. And then fee-fi-fo-fum, bitches, Adult Grief's catchphrase for entering battle. Griefon Nathaniel Berdanska, a.k.a. Grief, is a strong and dangerous doppelganger of Cyrus the Fox. He's the son of Ivan Berdanska and the older brother of Scylla the Fox, who we've talked about before. He is known to lash out at humans and be overly violent due to him being spoiled all the time when he was younger. His main power is the ability to alter his stature to become a very strong and durable giant. You might have picked up a theme that runs through Jared the Fox 92's characters. They all turn big. His alien heritage.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Oh. Don't scroll down to the bottom of the page and see a picture of somebody squished on the bottom of his foot. That's the thing that some of his characters have had. Let's see here. If I scroll back up, the very first part of his past, his powers are genetic and they predate his birth for at least 1,000 years. He's half Kaverian and gets his growth powers from the ancient Kaverian race. His ancestor Rerel was a space pirate who fled from Kavari during the Jurassic Age to escape the tyrannical Queen Sarah. So he landed on Mobius, and there's a picture of his ancestor fighting a dinosaur. It's a woman named, this picture is called Mother's Wrath, and it's this big yellow fox lady beating up a T-Rex. So that's cool. He was born a week prior to the Grand Rebellion on Anti-Mobius. Grief's mother died at the hands of Scourge, blah, blah, blah. There was a gun war. He joined the New Order as a political and army power.
Oh, wait, the New Order, like the band?
He joined New Order.
Sounds like a real Blue Monday.
He hates the Hedgehog. Thanks, I don't know what that song is. Isn't New Order, didn't they have a song that was in Metal Gear or something?
Yeah.
Was that the Radioactive song?
No, it was the instrumental. It was also in Stranger Things.
Oh, like I know that one. It was that really sad song that they played during the funeral in Stranger Things. It was whatever. It was like Epitaph or not Epitaph. That's a King Crimson song.
Hell yeah.
But let's see. Looking to capture key figureheads that threatened his new order, he came across EDF agents Bess and Saren. So he became, I think the EDF might be like the IDF. Oh, it's the Earth Defense Force. Never mind. And he met Agent Alexander Trotsky. Set to liberate a defecting former New Order member. So there's some Trotskyists here. There's a rebel uprising. While going back to his personal home and living quarters one night, Grief was tired of all these terrorist events and wanted a nice bottle of Kaverian Cinnamon, an ancestral alcoholic beverage so potent that only Kaverians could be able to engulf the brew. After getting drunk, the Baron started to hear something in the living room. He stumbled up to where his wife was known to paint the canvas, but to surprise, he saw his own deceased father, Ivan, there painting. Grief, being a known atheist and firm believer in the logical and reasonable, eventually stated that he was drunk and seeing things. However, the vision began to talk to him, to the Baron, confirming its sentience. Grief naturally assumed this was Cyclone and a rebel trick, and he had been drugged with a psychic affecting gas. Let's see. Grief eventually heard his father rebuke him for falling down a path of a despot rather than what his father envisioned. This had angered Grief and constantly denied the spirit's presence. So it sounds like he's haunted by his dad for being like a fascist, I guess. His personality as Kid Grief, very immature and childish, incredibly spoiled and sadistic due to basically getting what he wants and playing violent video games like Call of Duty. Even at his age, he loves to cause break things and pick fights on bullies and thugs. Ironically, he does live by a certain moral code in that he does not like bullies and is quite the gentleman to females who he is not fighting. Also, ironically, he does like learning and to read things. Let's see. Grief's allies, he tends to be loyal and yet naive and even mischievous. Yet all of his pranks are in good and fun and nothing personal. As an adult, through the events of his teenage years, he has grown to be more serious, less benign. He's become more bitter and cruel while bearing the responsibility, although he is compassionate and caring father to his son Tyron and daughter Growl. One important problem and underlying issue is that all of his irrational decisions as a leader stem from his simple flaw of being a child in a man's body, sent to fulfill an adult leader's shoes. You relate to that, Russ, right?
I do quite a bit.
Here's his likes and dislikes. He likes video games, spending time with his children as a father, European-like food and culture, women with nice butts, sauerkraut, tea, human culture, breaking things.
Hell yeah.
I do love human culture. I do love women with nice butts. I hate sauerkraut. Me too.
I'm not a huge...
I feel like between sauerkraut and then European-like food and culture, I think we're getting some hints at his political beliefs. dislikes, responsibility, his other self slash brother Cyrus, Scourge or any hedgehogs in general, echidnas, humans in general, but he likes human culture. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Grief on one of his rampages. Here's a little picture. I think he's kind of looking horny at some buildings, I guess. Abilities. At normal size, he has super strength and is bulletproof. He can turn really big. He can curl into a ball and have a spin dash. He can also turn into a big ball and spin dash people. He can rock out on his guitar. That's an ability.
I can't do that.
Strengths and weaknesses. Super strong. Bulletproof. Giant size, he's immune to most conventional weaponry. Size shifter. Durable. Tough and strong will. Does not give up easily. His massive dash where he just bulldozes things. Brave and loyal. We're seeing more likes again where he's repeating things, but here's some new ones. War movies, Call of Duty, chicken, grill to fry, messing around, playing Civilization, breaking playing shit, cursing like a sailor, dislikes, being divorced, being lonely, the egg empire, humans generally, having responsibility. Weaknesses, he is mortal, he uses mostly physical attacks. Is too rash. Is a sucker for a cute girl.
Oh, that's how most divorces start, right?
It's true. Yeah, you get a sucker for a cute girl. She doesn't think you... Your wife doesn't like you eating a lasagna like that all the time.
Alan, no.
Oh, no. Sound waves of a high frequency can hurt his giant ears. Multiple small enemies can overwhelm him. People can get in his ears, and he cannot do anything about that. So if he got attacked by Steely Dan in Part 3 JoJo's, there's nothing he can do.
What if he got attacked by just Steely Dan in general?
Well, they could play a high frequency noise that hurt his giant ears.
Yeah. Yeah. The Doobie Brothers.
Oh, boy. They do be like that. people can climb on his back easily if he's not paying attention. So basically, he has all the weaknesses of a Shadow of the Colossus boss. Let's see. He must eat large quantities of food before going into battle. If he gets hungry, he will shrink to normal size. His special moves, Butt Bomber. Kid Grief only. He basically sits on whatever's smaller than him. People Yo-Yo, a domination taunt move. That's where he ties like a string or a rope to somebody and uses them as a yo-yo. Very cool. His last move listed here, Bro Fist of Doom. He uses this on his friends who can take a hit, and it can also be used to break down walls. So it sounds like he just punches his friend's hands really hard.
Is that a Hank Green thing again?
Bro Fist is a PewDiePie thing.
No. Okay, that says another thing about his political leanings.
Yeah, pretty much. He loves Europe, huh?
Yeah.
As an adult.
Human culture.
Human Western culture. As an adult, here's some quotes. Griefzilla is coming to kick your tiny asses. How is the weather? Under my foot. That's like a Triumph the Insult comic dog joke. To poop on. I love crushing something that is weaker than me. It makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Cool. Don't mind getting my feet wet. Should have brought my big ass rubber ducky. Very cool. Interesting facts. Here's some interesting facts. He loves to study in school. Although evil and sadistic, good guy. He's loyal to his father. He loves to play guitar. He loves FPS games like Modern Warfare.
Hell yeah. Me and you both gamer.
Also another bullet point. Ironically, he loves school and to learn, which we already heard before. As of May 31st, 2016, he officially has an addiction to all things sauerkraut. He speaks.
He loves that pickled cabbage.
He loves this fucking cabbage. He's bilingual. He naturally speaks English, but can read and say Spanish as well, even if he isn't fluent. It's believed that he can speak some Italian and German as well, although these are the most basic words. So let me see here. He likes sauerkraut. He loves European culture. And the two languages he knows are Italian and German. I wonder how this guy feels about World War II. his theme song, because it is a must for any supervillain, is Metal Gear Rising Revengeance OST Red Sun Extended. So that's damn cool. His
the worst person you know has good taste in video game music.
His Kid Grief's battle theme is Sundowner's theme, which, you know what, based on who we know that Jared the Fox 92 voted for, I think he's still listening to Sundowner's theme.
He's listened to a lot of Sundowner music recently.
Yeah, and by that I mean the guy in the White House is Sundown. Here's some cool pictures of him being really big, stepping on people. There's a human one where he kind of, I hate human grief maybe more than I hate anybody. He kind of looks like an Archer side character. I hate this motherfucker. He's got like a smug DreamWorks face. You see in the shit?
Oh god, he is making DreamWorks face. He is grinning.
He is doing
like a madman.
I realized something earlier this week. DreamWorks face is basically the It's Free Real Estate face, but non-ironic. The kind of the smug he does at the end of It's Free Real Estate.
It's free real estate. God damn it.
All DreamWorks characters are telling you it's free real estate.
This is what this feels like. Decker from the On Cinema universe mashed up with a Sonic character. So,
yeah, mixed in with a little bit of Archer. It's drawn in a way that is horny, like all of the Archer characters are horny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Like somebody had a little bit too much fun drawing these. Also, there's a drawing of him attacking the Attack on City, which, again, I wonder what this guy's political beliefs are. He loves Attack on Titan, huh? The first comment on here is from I'm Wally. Grief, I need you to kill me.
Wally, no.
Wally. So grief, is it nice to be an eternal brat in charge of an army? Grief, I don't know. Is it natural to be an idiot asking that question? Snaps fingers, off to hell we go. What you call me? And then Jared the Fox 92 tried to do like a green text post. Grief is an atheist. He doesn't believe in hell.
Whoa.
I'm Wally said, seeing is believing. Also, I'm Wally commented again. Look up villain by Theory of a Dead Man.
Wally.
Nightcore is more of his sister's thing. And then I'm Wally said, slap, not the Nightcore version. So everybody, please go listen to this Theory of a Dead Man song, but not the Nightcore
version. Not the Nightcore version. No. Don't even try.
Yeah, a lot of people are role playing with Jared here. This is very weird. I thought everybody hated him. There's some racist comments in the comments. Okay, whoa. The kind of what I expected on a Jared thing. Oh, Alphonse Uprising did post in 2015. Should this page be deleted? The owner was banned for 1,000 years. He is
Jared the Fox. If you ever want to be on the podcast, let us know.
We will definitely, he lives in Georgia. I could probably drive to meet this guy. His occupation was a college student, and I am a dude, is what he said. Maybe I should go find this guy and just like see what his deal is.
You gotta track him down.
I want to see who he's voting for the next election.
We got to give people like Jared the Fox a platform.
This Dapper Sonic fan has some interesting beliefs. God, how surprised would you be if this was actually like Ben Shapiro?
I mean, there's an obsession with growing taller. So
that, you know, I think that makes a lot of sense.
There's an obsession with wanting to become bigger.
Yeah, you're right.
And his characters are divorced a lot,
you know,
and Ben Shapiro is,
we need to go.
Does he always talk about his wife? I try so hard to not listen to anything he says.
Well, it's really easy to not hear things he says because most of it isn't audible in a human frequency.
Yeah.
But his whole thing was that he brags about how he was abstinent until marriage.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks that's a point of pride for some reason.
And also it's like, rap music isn't real music. 2 Chainz, I don't understand you. He literally did like a breakdown of Future saying like, where your ass is at or whatever, that one song. And he's like, I don't understand what you're saying to me, Future. He talks like Megamind. You think you're
the future.
I hate this motherfucker. Motherfuckers,
not as sexy. I mean, few things are as sexy, but definitely not as sexy as Megamind.
Unlike Megamind, he isn't trying to offer me free real estate. Megamind is doing the free real estate face. So let's see. We got a shit ton of questions this week, Russ, which is very fucked up. Let's see. Scott Bloodborne, our wrestling podcast co-host and also previous guest on the show. If Sonic had genitals, would he be a jeans guy or a jorts guy?
Oh, my God.
First of all, Sonic does have genitals. They just pop out like a dog's would.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact of the matter is, why does there have to be a difference between the two? You know, in the winter, it's the jeans. And when your pants are all worn out from the grit and the grime of winter,
I think he cut
the bottoms off.
I think they start as jeans. And then either from battle damage, like I think he's kind of like a fate character or like a Grand Blue or something where he gets damaged.
Yeah, exactly.
And his clothes kind of fall off. Or just from the grit and grime or friction from him running so fast, eventually they turn into jorts and then he replaces them. So both. Escapist asked, the only pizza question that matters, shrimp? I've had really good pizza with shrimp on it.
I've had pizza with seafood on it and it wasn't bad, but it has to be like the right sauce and the right flavor combination.
Here's my thought. I've had one of the best, probably the my favorite pizza is the seafood fra diavolo from Backyard Pizza in Huntington, West Virginia. And that is a calamari based pizza with a very spicy red sauce. I think a seafood with a spicy red sauce is a good combo.
Yeah.
But it does depend. I had that drunken clam Family Guy pizza at Fresh Pizza in Black Mountain, North Carolina. And it was very good, but again, it was like a white sauce and like a very garlic heavy sauce, which was fine. And maybe it was just because I was high and like any pizza would have been good, but I thought it was okay. It was not any Diavolo pizza though. It didn't make me delete time is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it wasn't so good you skipped 10 seconds in the future.
Yes, yes. Man, God, that would be the worst thing is if he used King Crimson on you while you're eating a pizza and then you don't remember eating the pizza. God, you just had the pizza inside your stomach? That would suck.
What if you got hit by Gold Experience Requiem and you're always about to eat a pizza and then you got interrupted and you weren't able to?
What if you got hit by Gold Experience Requiem and you could never come?
Oh, I'd be into that, baby. Oh.
Just Diavolo's just edging forever.
Yeah, the edge.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Neil before Zed asked, what's Sonic's favorite pizza to fuck? I feel like we've answered this like a million times, but the greasiest one because he goes so fast that he needs extra lube.
I agree with
that.
Let's see here.
What other questions we got? Shane Hosea, also a former guest on the show. What is pizza's favorite Sonic? Okay, so now this is a good one.
Yeah, this one's different. This is a jokey man twist.
This is a little. I understand why you guys do improv.
Shane doesn't even do. Shane's a stand up.
Hey, you know what? Stand up's better than improv anyway.
Hey, oh, fuck you. Okay. Listen, that might be mostly true.
That is mostly true. Hey, listen, I don't have to go pay somebody to take a class to do a stand up, right?
Yeah. Well, most of the time it's better if you do. But.
Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, Alan's got that 80s mentality. You gotta hit the clubs.
By which I wear a big suit, I wear a big blazer, I have a loose tie, I stand in front of a brick wall and ask what the deal with things is.
You have an HBO deal where you're gonna make a show about just being staying up on the street. Trying to make it in New York. God, Alan. Rise to Hollywood fame after, you know, you lost the big sewer sharks deal years ago. Subscribe to the Patreon if you want to know more about that.
Yeah. We should probably watch more Sewer Sharks at some time. That was such a good show.
Sewer Sharks was pretty good.
Let's see. What's pizza's favorite Sonic? That's a good one. I think it's original Genesis Sonic because that's my favorite Sonic.
I'd say like in the era. Well, that's the thing. See, this is the thing that makes it complicated. If we were taking this very seriously, when was the height of Reggie Fils-Aimé?
Bigfoot Pizza era.
Big Fit Pizza era would not be into Genesis Sonic, because that's Reggie. You know, Reggie would have been classically as a Nintendo fan first and foremost.
But I think he respects the craft.
Yeah, maybe, but that's the difficult part. How well do we know Reggie? You know, we know his body is ready.
Is his ideology ready?
We'll just cover both bases. Alan says Genesis. I'll say Dreamcast.
Those are both kind of my favorite Sonics anyway.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, let's see here. Let's see. Do we have other people here?
One more.
Consensual Hex asked, what do you think of the chicken parm pizza? Or chicken parm pizza in general, I suppose.
You know, chicken parm pizza is trapped in that unfortunate area where I do like it. I think it's good, but it's like in my head a lower tier pizza. I want that red sauce. I want that acid. You know what I mean?
I like, well, a chicken parm pizza can have a red sauce. Because chicken parm always has a marinara with it, right?
That's true. Yeah, I've had chicken parm pizza. You know what? I think I'm getting mixed up with like a chicken bacon ranch situation with the...
Yeah. My problem with chicken parm pizza is that I feel like sometimes the pieces of chicken they go with are too big, and then it winds up being too soggy.
Yeah.
So I think,
or it could be a little dry too.
I think if you did it like kind of like diced up popcorn chicken on top of just maybe, you know, just kind of a normal standard pie, maybe a little bit extra tomatoes in the sauce, but not too much because I don't want it to be too wet. I think that would be fine because fried chicken is a good topping for just about anything.
Yeah.
So it's great. I mean, really, it's just fried chicken on top of a pizza, which can't go wrong with that. But you just got to be careful with like the balance of toppings, as with any pizza. It's all about balance in all things. That's why when I pick up my pizza, I hold it on one finger and say perfectly balanced, like all things should be.
I put it on my head, Emily Post style. Like it's a book.
Is that what Emily Post does?
That's what Emily does. That you buy that book to put it on your head. That's the.
I thought she just makes posts.
No, you're thinking of Emily Poster.
Emily Shitpost. That's my weird Twitter name from 2011.
Oh, baby, that's good stuff.
Speaking of Twitter, follow me at Findom Earl, Russ at Pissgoblin.
Yeah. Come if you're in the Portland area. I like plugging this, pretending that anybody here would ever do is. Yeah. If you're ever in the Portland area, come to Secret Art of Arc on Thursdays at Kickstand Comedy. Come to... I think the
go to Russ's
maybe
house
in the future. Yeah, come to my house. I think we're going to do the Friday show at Kickstand soon, which I'm in.
Oh,
that'll be cool.
Yeah. If you want, I will be in Portland in February to watch the Sonic movie. If you guys want to come watch the Sonic movie while we are stoned out of our minds.
Yeah.
Because I get,
I eat a whole fucking nug. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just eat the weed raw. I know it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, you bite into it like an apple.
Oh, man. We got to go back to New Amsterdam, I think. That was such a wild weed store.
That was pretty insane.
I really want to buy that. They had a dab rig there called the Maldib. And it looked like, it literally did look like the weird, like, nose tube thing that Kyle MacLachlan had in the Dune movie.
Yeah, and I wanted it to taste the spice melange so bad.
That's the kratom.
Kratom is spice melange.
That is the kratom.
I am going to turn into a sandworm if I take too much of it.
God, I wish I could. What drug can I take too much of to become a big worm? That's what I want to do.
Oh, man. Oh, no. But we'll have to research it more later.
Okay. In the meantime, just take a bunch of kratom, folks.
Yeah. Come on, folks. Just keep to kratom.
Kratom. No more vaping because it's illegal, but kratom, it's good.
You know what they say, keep to the K. Keep to the Kratom.
Also, Kratos. Take the Kratos.
Anyway, should we call it a show, Alan?
Yeah, we'll call it a show. All right. Till next time. Live and learn.
Live and learn.